It's the joy to live sanctified. Yes, it is. It's a joy to be saved. It's not a grudge. It's a joy. When I pass the football field sometime, they will get on my shoulder and say, boy, don't you miss it. I get out and I smell fresh cut grass. And I'll think, man, and it automatically, when I smell that, it puts me right back on the even football field, my nose in the grass, smelling that grass. Even the devil says, see what you meant. Amen, come on now. But then I say, oh no, his commandments are not grievous. Come on here. It's a joy to be saved, to be sanctified. And held the Holy Ghost. It's remember, here we go. Oh, this is good. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Boy, I feel like preaching tonight. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Woo! I want to preach, amen, as the Lord will help me. The book of Romans, also chapter number 16. Oh, this is enough to make the Methodist, the Baptist, the Baptist, the Catholic, and I'll shout it one time. Romans 16 in verse number 20. Romans 16 in verse number 20. And here it comes, Howie. You ready for your message tonight? Here it comes. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Y'all didn't hear that. That ain't just words. That's the Bible. That's the breath of God. Somebody ought to take that and say, that's mine. Somebody ought to pick it up and say, that's mine. That's mine. The Lord laid it on His heart. That's mine. It's not only from His heart. It's also the Word of God. For the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So be it. I want to preach just a little while on living in victory. Living in victory. Day in, day out. Good times, bad times, sweet times, bitter times, sad times, glad times. Living in victory. Sit there and say, Holy Ghost, really help that preacher tonight. Say it, Holy Ghost, really help that preacher tonight. Amen. Holy Ghost, really help. Raise both your hands now toward heaven and ask God to touch you in a mighty way for the next few moments. Holy Ghost, fall on the congregation. Power of heaven, make this message come alive in their hearts. Not just words, not just feeling, not just emotionalism, but God, let your word come alive in their hearts. It's not mere message, it's not mere Saturday night, but this is your night, this is your church, this is your people. I'm your man, God. We ask you to move right now. Let the Shekinah glory of heaven surround us tonight and let us fall as dead as John did at your feet and worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, power of God, take every feeble mind, take every doubtful mind, God, and let them leave here full of the faith of thine, believing that we can live in victory every day of our life and go on and overcome this world. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen. The church said amen. Well, I've got, amen, just about 12 minutes before 9 o'clock. Now, I know how it is here at the highway. Amen, we are calmed down somewhere around 9 o'clock. Amen, it's time to go. Come on now. Amen, but I try to hurry up and not go too much over 9 o'clock if I can. Amen. Amen, but I want to tell you tonight, you can live in victory. Amen. Right in the heat of your battle, right in the most tiresome time of your life, you can have a smile on your face and live in constant victory. You say, preacher, we've got life to face. We got hell to fight. We've got troubles. And if you can say you've never had problems, amen, you're lying. You're right. I've had my share of problems. I've had my share of trials. And there's been times that I've got low and I've got down and I felt like even there was no, amen, hope of going on. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, God said in His Word in 1 John, whosoever believeth Jesus Christ, amen, the Son of God, is born of God. Amen. Whosoever loveth God, loveth the Son, loveth His commandments, amen, shall overcome the world, even as Christ has overcome this world. And the God of peace shall bruise thee shortly under, for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. He said, I'm not going to let you be by yourself, but you got somebody with you. And not only do I got the Holy Ghost, which is meaning, amen, the Hebrew Greek word, which means, amen, one called alongside to help. Not only do I got the Holy Ghost, amen, but I got the Father and the Son. For Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And then Jesus quit speaking. Have you ever read it? And Matthew in black letters said, amen. Jesus said in red words, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And then Matthew closed it out with black letters and said, amen. Woo! Matthew must have, Jesus must have said it with such confidence that Matthew knew what he said was true. For Matthew said, amen. How many could say that tonight? Amen. On bad days, He's with me. On foul days. On rainy days. On them mountain climbing days. On them dreary days. Amen. How many can say, like Matthew, amen, He is with me every step that I take. For there's enough power in Jesus to overcome the world. There's enough power through the blood to overcome the world. There's enough power in Jesus, amen, to overcome every obstacle, every situation, every problem, every circumstance. There's enough power in Jesus. But not only is there Jesus in the power that He's got, but there's the Father and there's the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I want to tell you tonight, amen, there's enough power of God in this house tonight that if we could get a hold of the victory that's in Christ Jesus, we can be like David. Amen. You come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. And the Bible didn't say David backed up. It didn't say David backed up. It didn't say David ran to the sideline. But I believe David stood out there facing Goliath with a smile on his face. For David done knew where he done been. He done been with God. Oh God, I wish I could preach tonight. Oh, I feel Him. He done been with God. And I want to tell you, when you done been with God, I know it's bad. When you done been with God, when you stand before Goliath, you can stand with confidence. You can stand with faith. You go glory. You can stand with victory in your soul. Smile real big and say, you may be big and you may look bigger than I am, but the God that I serve shall give you to me this day. And the Bible said that David ran. He ran. My God, I feel heaven tonight. He ran. In other words, he attacked the giant. The giant didn't attack David. David attacked the giant. The giant didn't run out of... Come on now. David ran to him. Amen. Because David done knew. He done been with God. And he had some stones in his bag. I ask you tonight, what you got in your bag? What do you got in your bag? Amen. Some of you have been running from your problem. Some have been running for your giant. But tonight, why don't you muster up enough faith and enough strength to grab your Bible? Amen. Say, giant, I'm coming to the altar tonight. And I'm coming for one thing. I'm coming to fight. I'm coming to attack the giant in my life. My God, I feel like preaching tonight. Amen. Some of you run and run and run and run. And every time you come to the altar, he's still there. He's still fighting you. He's still pulling you down. But I want to tell you, amen, it would back him up if we arise with the sword of God in our hand and say, by Jesus Christ, I'm coming after you. I'm going to attack my giant tonight. Amen. 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 I'm going to attack my giant. I'm not going to let him bother me no more. Come on now. Because, come on, he'll smooth talk you. He'll snort. He'll growl to make you think he's got the power to overcome you. Come on now. But I want to tell you, through the blood of Jesus Christ, he ain't got the power to hurt you. He can't even get to where you at. Come on now. Oh, Lord, I'm listening. You better fall out with me. I want to ask you something. We say, the devil stole my joy. He didn't steal your joy. The devil stole my prayer life. He didn't steal your prayer life. Got 5 minutes for now. He didn't steal your prayer life. He stole my peace. He didn't steal your peace. He ain't got the power to steal your joy. He ain't got the power to steal your prayer life. He ain't got the power to steal your peace. Come on now. He can't get across. No. Wow. 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 I'm about to feel happy here. He don't got the power to get to where I'm at. He can't get my prayer life. He can't get my joy. If my joy is missing, it's cause I left it somewhere. The devil didn't steal it. The devil didn't take it. The devil ain't never took nothing from the kingdom of God, and the devil ain't got the power to take it from the kingdom of God, for it is covered. My God, I wish I could preach them. It's covered by the blood, and they ain't enough devil forces in hell that can cross the blood that's taken in vain. The devil stole the church. No, he didn't. Come on now. The people might have given it up, but he didn't steal it. People may compromise from the commandments and lose it. Come on now. But the devil didn't take it. A friend of mine, she was praying. Preacher, not a preacher, he's just a great man. He does the youth camp. I just got through preaching the youth camp, second year in a row. Had one of the greatest moves I God I've ever seen in my life. Their youth camp is better than most camp meetings I go to. At night, just a powerful move. Amen. We had baptism, baptized 3.5 hours. Amen. They're laying everywhere. Brought the boys, took them back, brought the girls, and the girls stayed. Come on now. Laid out everywhere, shouting, speaking in the heaven language. Heaven helped us. But his wife was a praying one day in her closet. And I stay at their house a lot, and they carry me in there and said, this is our prayer closet. Man, they got a huge one. I mean, a huge prayer closet. She said, I was in my prayer closet, Brother Greg, praying one day, saying, God, give me back my joy. God, give me back my peace. God, give me back my victory. And the Lord spoke to her and said, how can I give something back to you that I never took from you? How can I give something back I never took from you? You lost it somewhere on the way. And if you lost it, you got to go back and find out where you lost. Come on, and some of us don't want to admit it, but most of us can take us right to the place where we left it off. We can take it back to the place where we first gave in, and we first lit up. And therefore we can find that's where my joy has been going. Amen. Boy, thank you, Jesus. I shouted tonight.
Amen. But it goes somewhere. And if we can go back and find that place where it's leaking out, plug it in. Come on now. Get it fixed. Oh, help me just a little while here tonight. Some of you are living in circumstances and going through things. Amen. And depression and aggravation of the devil that you really don't have to be going through. That you really don't have to be facing. If you just rise up and say, Lord, amen, I'm not going to stay here. I'm moving out. I'm getting out of this boat of misery. I'm getting out of this boat of depression. I'm getting out of this boat of discouragement. I'm going to walk on the water. I'm going to walk on top of what's walking on top of me. Come on now. I'm going to get on top of that that's about to drown me. That's about to take me under. I'm going to get out on top of it. And I'm going to use my faith. And I'm going to come to where you're at. Because I'm realizing that the reason why I'm really where I'm at is not because of what I'm going through, but it's because of my lack of faith and my doubt that I don't believe that you are a my God. Help me. Woo! Amen. If we'll work it out, think about it. It all goes back to doubting. Y'all looking at me funny. I know I got one advantage above y'all. I got one advantage. I'm full-time evangelist. I'm in revival every night. And I've been in church every night for the last 8 weeks. Amen. Except for Saturday night. And that was to get to where I was going. So I got the advantage. I get to be in revival every week. Amen. Come on, some of you don't think that's an advantage. Amen. But I get to see new churches and I get to have revival everywhere. Come on now, I get to shout and get to pray and it keeps me going. Come on now. And I know that's the only advantage I got above you. Amen. It's good to be in church all the time. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of things that we walk around a doubting and a facing and a grumbling and a complaining about that we really don't have to. Amen. Come on here. Amen. There's a lady in my church. Amen. Just say, oh, I love this. She's in my church, sister. Amen. And she was praying the other day. Amen. I forgot about the tape. Amen. She was praying the other day about a certain situation in a certain circumstance. One of the most, she God's totally turned her around. Moving in her life, a fasting, praying woman. Pray 2 or 3 hours a day down the church. Well, the other night she was praying about a certain situation. And as she was praying, amen, she was washing dishes. And the Lord been giving her scripture, Brother Dallas. She didn't know where they're coming from. It's just scripture. She didn't, God would say, go home, read 1 Samuel so-and-so. Go home and read John so-and-so. Amen. She didn't know what it's time. But the Lord would show it to her. She'd go home and read it. Well, the other night, oh, I love this. She'd been fighting this battle in a rage in this giant, this enemy. She was washing dishes. Oh, Lord, I hope you can feel it like I felt it. Amen. It was out of church when she told me, and I shouted in the pew. Amen. Wasn't supposed to. Amen. Church is over. But about that time, she said, Brother Greg, I was praying and I'm washing dishes. And she said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. And she said, the Holy Ghost said, get ready to shout. Woo! Get ready to shout. She'd been praying for a few months. The Holy Ghost said, get ready to shout. Because it didn't work out the way she thought it was going to work out. But brother, come on. When I seen it not working out the way it thought it was, I said, oh God, it's going to even destroy her faith. It's going to destroy her confidence. I want to tell you, no sir, brother. When I walked back into my home church, she was back on her feet of worship. She said, Brother Greg, I just realized it didn't work out the way I thought it would. It was going the wrong way. And she said, I thought God forgot about me. She said, but then I just realized and the Lord opened my eyes. Come on now. And tonight she's a shouting over what God has done. Come on here. Amen. Woo! She went to bed that night and the Lord woke her up. Even the fam was blowing her Bible everywhere. The Lord woke her up and said, put your finger on the scripture. I'm talking about a woman that was always down, always out, discouraged, sat on the pew. Amen. Come on now. But out of the middle of nowhere, she got to praying and got to seeking God. And she got faith in a God that was able to keep her every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Amen. And I'm going to talk about every church service. Those things ain't working out like she thought they were. She still got victory. She still worships. She still cries. She still prays in the altars. The Holy Ghost said, get up. She got out of bed. Heard voices. She said, I know you think I'm crazy, but I believe they was angels in my room. And she said, when I woke up, the Holy Ghost said, put your finger on the scripture. And whatever you put your finger on is what I'm going to give you. Oh. And I don't remember exactly what scripture it was, but she said it was something like this. Go thy way, for the Lord hath delivered and will deliver. Some of that effect. And she said, the Holy Ghost, now shout. Now shout. Woo! Woo! I wish tonight some of you could get a message from heaven that said, get ready to shout. You know what Romans said, Mama, I tell you, Mama, I tell Mama. Yo, 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 yeah. Amen, preacher. I gotta have victory. I want to tell you here tonight, victory ain't just overcoming that giant. Come on now. Victory ain't just overcoming, but victory is when you got confidence before you ever hit him, before you ever get to him, that you jump up and run toward him. Come on now, that's victory. Well, that's victory. Victory is not shouting at, but victory shout on the way there. Amen. And when he hits around, shout over there, cutting his head off, grabbing him by the hair. Come on now, shouting back. Come on, that's victory, brother. Come on, that's victory. Come on, oh glory. Preacher, we can't live that. Oh yes, we can. We can, yes, we can. He said, I've overcome the world. You can overcome the world. I can't do it, but he can. Amen. And I've got a promise. Amen, brother Dowsey, priest. Amen. Unforgot, the most forgotten promise. Amen. Lo, I'm with you always. I've got a promise that we forget that he's right here. He's neither coming or going. He's here. He's right there. Look over beside you and say, hey, Jesus. Look over right now and say, hey, Jesus. Woo! I said, no, you didn't realize it when you looked over there and said it. I'm talking about really realize it. Say, hey, Jesus. Come on now, because he's there. He don't take no intermissions. He don't take no breaks. He's there right now, brother dear. Yeah. Amen. One preacher said, he said, I got a thing about that scripture so much that I woke up one morning and I said, come on, Jesus, we're going to the post office. So when he opened the house door, he said, come on, Jesus, let's go. Shut the door behind him. Walked to the passenger door, opened up and said, get in, Jesus. Shut it back. Come on now, I know that he, as far as that sense, hadn't opened the door for him, but he just realized. He said he got the post office, opened the post office door, said people thought he's crazy. Come on in, Jesus. Amen. All throughout that day, everywhere he went, he had opened the door for Jesus and shut the door for Jesus. Come on, realize him. That he's ever present. My God, I wish I could preach tonight like I'm a feeling. Come on. Oh. Amen. My body said, boy, you're going to be messed up tonight. Come on now. Amen. Oh, my mind was saying, you two scattered minded tonight. And I want to tell you right now, I'm a feeling heaven in my soul. And I'm a looking at the giant at the highway of holiness. And I'm a looking at the congregation. This was a true rally. You know what tonight is? It's a true rally. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Get ready to shout. Come on now, get ready to shout. Preacher, what's there to shout about? I'll tell you what there's to shout about. We can overcome him. We can take him. Come on. We're not sitting back, devil, letting you take the highway. We're not going to sit back and let you steal Saturday night meeting. We're rising up. We got our Bibles. We got faith. And we're living in victory. And we're overcoming you. Because we're going to attack you. In Jesus' name. Raise your hands and glory for God. Highway. It's 9:10. Can I preach some more? It's up to you. I'll quit right now if you want me to. hand if you don't want me to quit. Come on, raise your hand if you don't want me to quit. Woo, some of you ain't raising your hand. Come on now. Preach, I don't want you to quit. Preach right on. Come on here. We can live in victory. We can live with a confidence, Brother Dallas. We got victory. Woo! Even before we get to him. Who can't you see David a smiling and a grinning from ear to ear? And that giant said, what are you, ruddy, skinny, amen, little wimp? You think you're going to hurt me? He just didn't know what David knowed. Amen. And some of you would just look back at the last battle in your life, at the last trial in your life, and see how God victoriously brought you out of it. Amen. You would say, giant, you just don't know what I know. You just don't know who I know. Because he's going to fix it. Come on now. Woo! Amen. They were singing at John Road the other night. Amen. He's an old time God. Yes, he is. And they got on that Lazarus verse. Amen. About Lazarus being in the grave. And said he'd been dead 4 days. And said Jesus looked to be 4 days late. But Jesus got up anyhow. And he was right on time. 4 days late. 4 days late to their calculation. 4 days late to their mind. Amen. But not to Jesus. Come on. Because when things look too late for us, that just gives him more victory. That just gives him more... He just gives him more glory. Because when he steps in, we knew we didn't do it. We know my mama couldn't do it. We know daddy didn't do it. We know Brother Collins didn't do it. But we know that 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 it was God. It was a higher power that intervened. My God, I wish I could preach this a little while. Hallelujah. Some things God lets us go through to show us that no man's got the power. But he does it to show us that he is God. He is victor. He is victor over everything. He shall deliver their kings into thine hand. And thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou hast destroyed them. That's the Bible. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Y'all ain't hear it, did you? Y'all ain't hear it, did you? That's why you need the Bibles. And you need to read with me Deuteronomy 28:7. And the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Whose face? Your face. And in that you thought was about to take you under, the Lord has smite it right before your face. And they may come in one way, but they'll be running out seven ways. Woo! 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 You just gonna have to watch me tonight. But I'm feeling mighty good right now. Amen. Coming in one way, but running in seven ways. Amen. Because when the God of heaven steps up behind me, amen, or steps in before me to take control, the devil runs. The giants run. How y'all doing? He ain't reached it yet. But it's here. Victory's in here tonight. 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 This ain't Saturday night regular meeting. This is victory night. There's victory tonight. We can come back here in the morning, Lord willing. Amen. And then we blow. Come on. Holy Ghost, blow this place to pieces with revival. Come on now. Victory. Victory. I wish some of you could get a hold of that victory tonight. That victory that comes alive in your soul. Even that the promise they'll come in one way but flee seven ways. I love the Brother Benny. Even said it one way at Broxton. I'm trying to hurry. Brother Benny said it at Broxton. I ain't been preaching for 30 minutes. Brother Benny said it at Broxton. He is a preaching. One time, and he got to talking about the promises of God. Woo! And he said, one man, and I heard somebody tell the story, same similar, talked about a man of a bank. The bank owner wrote a man, a preacher, a check, and put his name on it, and left the amount blank, and said, all right. Said, if you ever need any financial support, amen, here it is. Opened it up, and it didn't have nothing in the amount spot. The preacher said, it ain't got nothing in the amount spot. He said, I know it. He said, but whatever you need, whatsoever time you need it, no matter how big the amount is, no matter how much you need, just write it down there. The preacher said, I might have never needed it, but it sure did feel good having it in my back pocket. That's victory. Somebody shout glory with me so I won't be the only one. Somebody shout hallelujah with me. It just fell. Amen. I wish you could feel like I'm a thief, and I really do. Amen. It just felt good having the confidence that I got it there. I may not need it, but it's there. What I want to tell you, amen, Brother Benny said, that's what God did. He gave us the Bible. He said, here's my promises. And we fold them up, pack it up, put it under our arm, come to church with it, leave with it, sleep beside it. Come on now. Go to work with it. Come on now. And it's there. And it's just confidence to know that it's there. Come on now. But at any time you can take it out right. Woo! 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 It's reality tonight. Do you hear me? It can become reality. It ain't just a book. It's the promises of God. It ain't just a magazine. It's the Bible. It's the Holy Word. Hey, glory. And guess what? Amen. Not only is it the Word of God, but it is the breath of God. It is the book. Come on. Woo! Amen. It is the life. I want to tell you there's power. Amen. Jesus said, or the Bible said, the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. The Holy Ghost backs up this Bible. Do you hear me? You can take that scripture, Deuteronomy 28:7, and when the enemy comes in, I shall smite them before your place. They'll come in one way and flee seven ways. Take it out and say, God, I need Deuteronomy 28:7 and fill in the amount. Woo! Woo! Because it's the promise. It's the Bible. My God, I feel heaven here tonight. It is the promise of God. Somebody take your Bible. Take it right now. Open it up. Open up your Bible. Deuteronomy 28:7. Open it up. Come on. Amen. You ought to have your Bible. Deuteronomy 28:7. Amen. I was in Costa Rica. Didn't have my Bible one time. Amen. Brother Carlos snatched the pads off of me. Walked up to me and snatched something off of me. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm taking one of your stripes off. You ain't got your sword with you. Amen. So I learned to take it with me now. Come on now. Amen. Take it. Deuteronomy 28:7. You got it? Amen. Read it with me. Say, God, I need Deuteronomy 28:7. Yeah. Say it. Now pick it up and read it with me. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee before, smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way. You ready? And flee before thee seven ways. Now lift it up and say, that's what I want tonight. Go ahead. Fill in the blank. Fill in the amount. That's what I want, God. I want it right there. I want it right there. And if you kept the commandments of God and you're in love with Him, I want to tell you tonight, you can live in victory. Stand all over the building. I could preach another 4 hours, I think, tonight. Woo! But you couldn't handle it. And I couldn't either, body-wise. Woo! I preached 25 minutes last night, scared everybody to death. 2 Samuel 22 and 40. You ready? Here comes some more promises. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. You know, the devil tells me sometimes. Said, you look crazy up there, boy. Up there hooping and... Woo! You look funny up there hooping and hollering and crying and screaming. Everybody's looking at you like you're funny. You look so funny. Come on now. Come on. I don't care what he says. Come on now. I may not be the theologian tonight that I should be, but I can't help it. I'm a feeling heaven tonight. 2 Samuel 22, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Some of you ought to write this down. 2 Samuel 22 and 40. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. That don't sound like some weakling going into battle. That sounds like somebody strong. Come on, it's able. It's available. You hear me? It's available. It is available to live in victory. Thou skirted me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Woo! Somebody shout amen. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. For them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Come on now, get ready. Isaiah 20 and 5. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that setteth in the judgment, and for strength to them that turned the battle to the gate. Oh, here we go. Isaiah 40. How many's been waiting on the Lord? How many's got some situations in your life you've been waiting on? Oh, you just messed up because I just got an old brand new promise. Isaiah 40 and 31. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew what? Shall renew what? I may not be much of a preacher tonight, but you know what this little Saturday night service is? It's to strengthen the highway. Amen. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. How many know we're going to win this war? How many know we're going to win this battle? Not only do I got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but I got Psalms 23 and 7, I believe it is. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, goodness, mercy. And now he said, when you go to battle, I'm going to give you strength. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, goodness, mercy, and strength. Amen. I'm going to run and not be weary. Going to walk and not faint. I'm going to fly like an eagle. No wonder David said, oh, that I had a wings like a dove. For them would I fly away and be at rest. It's just Brother Greg. He's worked up. I feel like telling this because I feel like somebody here needs this. I sat in Shawnee's the other day. You don't have many of them up here. I sat in Virginia in Shawnee's and me and the pastor was talking. I hadn't got to spend much time together. He leaned around and he said, how's things going in your life? I said, good. We got to talking about different things in the ministry. You can go ahead and be playing. He looked at me and he said, you know what? An old preacher told me one time. This just done something to me, Brother Jim. Lee, this may help you. Said, this old preacher looked at me one time and said, a few years ago, everybody was coming out with the songs about a train to heaven. about an airplane to heaven. He said, I just never could picture myself on a train headed to glory. On an airplane headed to glory. He said, all I could picture myself was on this little highway with my wheelbarrow. He said, just me and my wheelbarrow. He said, there's enough in the wheelbarrow for me to make the journey. He said, so me and my wheelbarrow just travel along on this homeless highway. He said, all of a sudden I come to the Grand Canyon. Or a place by the Grand Canyon. He said, I look around. I said, God, I can't go forward. I fall in that big Grand Canyon. I can't go backwards because I go back to where I was. Can't go left or right. So the old preacher said, I just wait. And I wait. And I wait on the Lord. And I wait. You know how it is. And we wait. 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 Said, but out of the middle of nowhere, something started happening to me. So I felt something start happening to me. So about that time, he said, I looked behind me and started sprouting wings like an eagle. And he said, I just started flapping my wings. And you know what? I started flying over that Grand Canyon. And I flew all the way over it. Now, I was wondering how I was going to get over it. And when I landed my feet on the other side, guess what? My wheelbarrow was waiting on me. This may not shout you tonight, but if you live by it, it'll help you. I sure wish some of you could sprout wings. I know we're fighting things like we never fought, and I'm sorry, I'm hurt. I'm trying to hurry. I know we're fighting things like we never fought. We're in a battle. Pressure, pressure, pressure. God, of one revival into another. We get help, but we just don't seem to get nowhere. The pressure of life. I want to tell you, some of you, if you don't get out of that boat of doubt, you'll always live in it. When Jesus started walking on the water, Brother Dallas, to the disciples in the storm, he would have walked all the way to the boat. He would have calmed the storm for him. He would have calmed it. He'd have calmed the storm. But instead, something happened that day. Peter said, if it be thou, Lord, bid me come. And I read this a while back, a few weeks ago, and there was such a power in it, Brother Dallas, like I've never felt before. Brother Jim, it may not do nothing for you. But when I read this, red letters, Matthew said, Jesus said, red letters, come. And then it starts with Matthew talking again. And Peter walked on top of the water to go to Jesus. Tonight, some of you in the same storm as you were back in May when I was here. But how would you get out of that boat tonight? Say, Lord, I don't want you just to calm a storm. Because I know you can do that. But I want to have the faith to get out of my comfort zone. And walk on top of that's walking on top of me. How many ever had that, ever had closed? Say, Brother Greg, I needed this message tonight. Raise your hand. I needed this message tonight. Brother Greg, I got some things in my life that just seem like it's about to drown me. Raise your hand. But Brother Greg, tonight, I believe Jesus is walking on top of that's about to drown me. But I'm not only wanting to calm the storm, but I want to get out and walk on top of it, just like He's walking on top of it. That's faith. Why don't you step out in them aisles tonight and let God give you strength? God shall bruise Satan shortly under your feet. That's it. Thank God for these young folks that's coming. Say some more. Come on, that's it. There's some of you in battles tonight. He said, come on. You need to walk on top of the water. You need to grow. You need to sprout wings as eagles. Come on, the altar's where we need to come. Everybody come. Please don't leave me. Come. This altar's where you need to be. Come on, please. Come to the altar tonight. You can live in victory. If you stay true to the Word of God and you love it, cherish it, hold it, carry it.